going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've got the co-founders, Mona Jawad and Aisha Kazi, with us. Thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us here.
So I understand that this is kind of gamifying STEM education for deaf kids. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. ASL Spire makes STEM vocabulary games to help deaf and hard of hearing kids better access ideas that are a part of math, science, biology. We work with deaf scientists who create lesson videos that we then put into games for these students to be able to have.
And how did you come across this or identify this as something that needed to be done that would help people? And how did you then get into the mechanics of actually making it happen?
Yeah, so this started back when I was an undergraduate at the University of Illinois. I went into bioengineering because my brother, who is deaf and hard of hearing, he inspired me to be able to go into hearing technology and to learn more about the field. During COVID, I was connected with a number of different deaf educators, and they really felt the pain quite a bit when lockdown happened because there was no digital resources available for their kids. So I reached out to Aisha, and she was a computer science student at the University of Illinois. And together we built the team to make ASL Spire happen.
So what is it like when a student sits down to use this? What do they see? What do they do? How does it work?
Aisha, do you want to take that one?
Yeah. So when we go into the classrooms, it very much so varies from school to school. But essentially, we are a full K-12 curriculum. So the teachers will be able to teach, the way that they do and have like a video alongside them. So they'll have a deaf scientist on their screen being able to teach them anything from like photosynthesis to the ecosystem and the food web. And they'll have like all those visuals because deaf students work very well with visuals as ASL itself is a very visual language. So they start off with those like longer length videos that are about like 10, 15 minutes, and then they go on and practice those. So that's where they access the actual curriculum that's embedded in the game. So that's where the ASL videos show up in the game. And they will be able to like learn without actually having to, take a test or be, pen and paper of being able to like stray away from that, since literacy is very tough for deaf students.
Can you talk about what kind of research has been done kind of leading into this that you've been able to tap into, research into how to best, reach deaf kids in school?
Yeah, absolutely. So research is actually how this project started. We began very much as a project where we went into classrooms, collected data from the kids to be able to understand where they're struggling. And it's all built on this basis that literacy is made from context. These kids are often language deprived because growing up deaf, they don't have the same access to just, incidental language that you and I might have. And so as a result, they don't have the context to be able to build up the same literacy that that is needed. And so we took that idea where, you know, there's these wonderful deaf scientists we work with who have that context, who have that experience and that language modeling. And we combine that with gamification. And gamification is a really hot topic in ed tech right now, because it's a way to combine something that kids love naturally, which is play, with something that can actually benefit them. So we're putting literacy and gamification together to try and help these kids just have a leg up and be able to access the same thing that their peers can. It's, you know, education is a universal right, and these kids should be able to access it as well.
And so how did you come to St. Louis? How did you find out about Arch Grants? And what was the impression that you had of St. Louis before getting to know, you know, the startup community, or before coming and, you know, experiencing the lifestyle as an outsider?
I came to St. Louis because of the speech and hearing science program they have here, which is where I'm now doing my PhD. And that program is something that I was really drawn to because it has such a close connection with the WashU medical facilities. And for me, I'm really passionate about making tangible impact. So a place where there's real patients, real audiologists present seemed like a good fit for me. And I found out about Arch Grants through the Scandalera Center here at WashU, which helped, you know, provide that resource and make that connection for us. And, you know, ever since I've come to St. Louis, I've been blown away by the diversity here and by just the number of opportunities there are to try and make, you know, the city a better place and to get this startup up and running.
Now, from a lifestyle perspective, because, you know, St. Louis trying to lure folks to move from, you know, everywhere from Chicago to Seattle. So what do you how has it been living in St. Louis?
I think St. Louis is a fantastic place for people who have big ideas to come and make those a reality. I think, you know, I came from a small town in Champaign, Illinois. So this was a little bit of a change for me, but I think overall it's been really positive, and I think people should give St. Louis a shot.
And what does the Arch Grant allow ASL Aspire to do? And what do you hope to, where do you hope to go from here? What do you hope is next for you?
Yeah, Aisha?
Yeah, so the Arch Grant has definitely given us the mentorship and the financial support to be able to expand to St. Louis. There is such a big deaf and hard of hearing community that needs us here in St. Louis. So they have been so like helpful in connecting us with the right people and getting our foot into the doors and making an impact, not just in St. Louis, but more nationally as well. They have so many connections. They've helped me out here in Chicago as well. So it's been great working with the entire Arch Grants team.
How do you get into classrooms? What is, you know, dealing with school districts, trying to convince them to take this on? What is all of that like?
Yeah, so we kind of have two approaches. The first is kind of going through the teachers. So the teachers are definitely our biggest advocates. They are the ones who know that they need this in their classroom. And so we do a lot of pilot programs where the teachers can try out our product for free, see how it fits into their daily lives, see if it's, you know, can fit in with their curriculum, because I think that's a really big thing for teachers to be able to take on a new curriculum into their day-to-day life. And then sometimes we go through the teachers and they advocate us all the way into the district. And then other times we go from like principals to curriculum directors, also people within the district itself who run the deaf programs. Honestly, anyone who, you know, feels the pain point, we target them. And that's kind of how the sales cycle starts.
ASL Aspire, one of the startups coming to St. Louis via Arch Grants. And thank you so much, co-founders Mona Jawad and Aisha Kazi, for being with us and introducing us to what you're doing.
Thank you.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.